You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national. Yeah, covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Monday. It is Monday. It is Monday all day long. But it's a good Monday. It's a hot Monday, but it's a good Monday. And Boomer's on the board. Hey, buddy. How you?
Hey, doing good. It's Monday. Had a great weekend. Hot outside like a normal July, you know, Monday in Alabama.
I'm going to tell you, I did like, I don't know what I was thinking, but I did all my like 3 or 4 hours of yard work in the middle of the day on Saturday.
It was awful on Saturday.
Dude, it got to the point that I was questioning my all of my life at that point. I just, you know, at some point you think, Charlene says, you do realize you're getting older. Well, thank you, honey. I do.
That doesn't help.
That does not make me feel better, but thank you. Yes. But it was smoking hot. Smoking. Anyway, we got a great show laid on for you today. 3 o'clock today, coming up here at top of the hour. Alabama's Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth will be on the line with us, talking about a few things that are happening around the state, and that'll be in conjunction with part of the Triple Dipper. So, yeah, Alabama Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth on the line with us at the top of the hour, 3 o'clock. And then there's this whole Triple Dipper thing, so hit it, buddy.
The Triple Dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show coming right out the gate. I'm calling this What's Good for Us. You know what's good for you. I'll tell you what's good for you. Well, sometimes the government tells you what's good for you, right? But then what do we think about it? So here's the bottom line. We're going to talk about several things that are happening around the state. And there's some good stuff happening, by the way. And then some others where they're asking the people, do you want to spend the money there? Now we're down to the rub. So what's good for us? We're going to talk about it all around the state, and then we'll be joined at the top of the hour by Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth and sort of wrap that conversation up. And then number two on the Triple Dipper, I'm calling it Show Me the Money. I've done this before, but I tell you what, every once in a while, man, you got to look and say, okay, wait a minute. You called for defunding the police. Oh, and now you're making a lot of money as private security. Or you did this, and now you're benefiting over here. Show me the money. I've got several places where it looks like things that are being pushed by government or by people with influence seem to have, oh, by the way, not just principles, but money attached to it. So, yeah, show me the money. We'll talk about that. Number two on the Triple Dipper. And then number three, I'm calling this one Thumb on the Scales. What does that mean? Well, back in the day, when markets and bazaars were where you did ordinary daily business, you didn't pay in coinage that was as standardized, and so they would have to scale. They had to put it on the scale to see. And if you put your thumb on the scale, you could adjust whether or not somebody had the proper money or not. And so we don't want that. You want it to be a true measure. Thumb on the scales. What happens when you find out that government is weighing in and making things different than what they're supposed to be simply because government chose to put its thumb on the scales? I got examples, and we will walk through it. All right, let me jump over here to my comments, though, to open up with. Speaking of thumb on the scales, speaking of what's good for us. And by the way, let me tell you this, the Right Side Way monologue, we do it every day starting off the show, the Right Side Way monologue, sponsored by Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics all over North Alabama. They got them in Gadsden, Atala, Anniston, like five locations around the Birmingham area, newest ones in Chelsea and Hoover. I hear there's more coming. But Southern Immediate Care, open 7 days a week, sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. So let me jump in here. So here's one for you. You ready? So big government, marijuana, and Dr. Frankenstein all walk into a bar. Sounds like a cheap joke. I know. The problem is, it may sound like a joke, but in reality, the joke is on us. Because big government, marijuana, and Dr. Frankenstein all walk into a bar is exactly what we got in Alabama when our Republican leadership formed the Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission. So let me step back and remind us all that we have a Republican supermajority in Montgomery. The GOP controls all three branches of government in the state by a long shot. So if there's something that the GOP wants to do or not do, it has carte blanche to do it. With that said, let me just recite some of the platform issues that are currently on the Alabama Republican Party platform, which can be found right on their website. So among other things, the GOP stands for, quote, limited government, and that the growth of government should be curtailed by a combination of the elimination of programs and the transitioning of government jobs to the private sector. All right, limited government. I like it. It also says the Republican Party, quote, supports lower and fair tax models. Lower taxes. I like it. Next, quote, that business growth should be encouraged through the elimination of all unnecessary regulations, end quote. And the platform expresses things for support like constitutional liberties to include equal rights, equal justice, and equal opportunity. Now, I've been a member of the state Republican Party for many years. I ran as a party member for the legislature. I helped establish the GOP as a supermajority that it is today in the state legislature. And I fully support that platform that I just read out, and I fully support the efforts of the party to promote that platform. But then I watch as members of our current legislature, even though they are a Republican supermajority, enact laws at times that are claimed to be for the greater good, but that fly in the face of the very platform that they run on, despite the fact that they have an R by their name, as members of the Alabama Republican Party. That's exactly what happened with the establishment of the Alabama Cannabis Commission. All right, let's pretend for a minute. Just pretend. Let's pretend for a minute that marijuana is FDA approved for use on medicinal grounds, even though it's not. But we can pretend. We can pretend that there are studies that indicate that marijuana is helpful to ease pain or to calm seizure disorders or to add calm to an otherwise anxious mind. I get it. There are studies like that, and every time we have a hearing or an official position is taken, we are given studies that indicate just how safe medical marijuana is. It's wonderful, they say. It's harmless, they say. It's all natural, they say. Live and let live. Get out of the way, you naysayers. All good, bro. Ganja gonna help you. Sounds a lot like aspirin. Just simple and non-threatening. And the more libertarian among us would say that stodgy old dyed-in-the-wool conservatives just want to get in the way of someone following their own desires. I mean, really? Well, if all of that were true, and there are as many studies that clearly state that it is not, but if all of that were true, and medical cannabis is a non-issue and should be made readily available across our great state, then why is it then that the Republican supermajority had to violate every principle of the party platform to make it available? I mean, ask yourself with all honesty and personal candor, if medical marijuana is harmless, then why did the GOP grow government by establishing a fully separate and autonomous wing of government called the Cannabis Commission? A commission, by the way, that has no limitations on the size of its staff. A commission that will have its own enforcement officers that will be clothed with arrest and investigative authority. And by the way, did you know that the Republican supermajority wrote the law so that the Cannabis Commission enforcement officers will have the power of search and seizure without a warrant? You heard me. They can enter a business or a home without a warrant and take such action as they deem necessary. And did you, by the way, know that the GOP supermajority wrote the law to allow the Cannabis Commission to collect taxes at 9%, with another 2% collected at the local level? Y'all, that's 11 cents on the dollar for each medical cannabis prescription. But wait, I thought the state sales tax rate's only 4%. It is. But wait. It gets worse. You see, under Title 40 of the Alabama Code, we don't tax prescriptions at all. But the value and the efficacy of medical marijuana is so great, so awesome, that we're going to tax it at 10 times the usual rate. Who gets that money? The Cannabis Commission. Okay, but it's necessary. People need it. They need it right away. Okay, so we'll at least have the pharmacies all plussed up right away and ready to dispense. No, we won't, actually. We won't. Because marijuana is not FDA approved, then pharmacists could lose their license if they dispense it. So it'll have to be sold at a separate, specially licensed dispensary by a non-medically trained clerk hired off the street. Wow. Well, at least there'll be dispensaries nearby for everyone who needs to get their prescriptions filled, right? No, not really. The law only allows for 37 dispensaries statewide. Out of 67 counties and over 5 million residents, there are going to be 37 locations allowed by law. Oh, okay. But if someone in my family needs it, then I'll just go where it is and bring it to them and give it to them. Maybe not. The law says that in order to be able to administer it, you must be approved by the Cannabis Commission as a caregiver. Otherwise, someone's going to have to come to your house and give your child a gummy. So let's get this straight. Despite the absolute assurance that medical marijuana is a much-needed thing for the citizens of the great state of Alabama, the Republican supermajority decided that the only way forward is to make government bigger, limit the growth of a private sector business, tax it heavily, violate basic rights in enforcing it, invade the privacy of your home to administer it, and do so in a way that is in violation of federal law and could get a pharmacist fired. So why are we doing this? And why is it really happening? Well, it's happening because recent studies show the industry, medical marijuana, is peaking right now at $13.8 billion in sales in 2022 alone. $13.8 billion in sales in medical marijuana. States like Alabama have a chance to push that market share up by a projected 21% growth by 2030. But as we sit here today, recent studies that I reviewed over the weekend indicate that the combined results of 30 separate studies show that legalization and decriminalization of marijuana around the nation has resulted in a threefold increase in what they call marijuana poisoning. And focusing on children reveals an even higher number, with poisoning episodes increasing at 4.5 times. We also have the fact, too, by the way, that the Alabama Cannabis Commission has been mired in lawsuits and challenges since the day it kicked off. It's a complete goat rodeo, y'all. It's a circus. Multiple lawsuits have been filed claiming that there's been partisanship, a lack of transparency in the licensing process, and a new lawsuit was filed just last week seeking to have the head of the commission removed from his position for allegedly double-dipping on state compensation. Huh. Well, the bottom line is, if it's so good, then why not just legalize it? I don't want that personally, but I'm saying you have to ask why something touted as being the panacea for all of our ails is still off limits to our military and still requires such government overreach to make it work. It's a freaking mess. And the Alabama Cannabis Commission, well, it's exactly what you get when big government, pot, and Dr. Frankenstein walk into a bar together. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. And yes, I mean, you would think that, okay, if this is the most wonderful thing, if it's all natural opportunity for people to be better, then if that's the case, then why are we putting so many hoops in the way? And why are we operating outside the bounds of federal law? And why are we taxing it at such a high rate? We don't tax any other prescription, but we're going to tax this one? Unreal. The whole thing's a sham. And the medical marijuana, the Cannabis Commission is a circus filled with monkeys. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Text lines are indeed open. You want to text in 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. And if you're texting for the very first time, text the word Right Side and then just tell us your first name and where you're from. We'll get you plugged in. Brand spanking new in the text line is Terry from Elgin. Terry from Elgin, Alabama. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. He's giving us many, many kudos, and I am not worthy of that much acclaim, but thank you. I appreciate it, Terry. Appreciate you being in the audience. Scott from Boaz says, as a conservative Republican and a former registered nurse, I have no issues with the legalization of marijuana. However, I feel it is useless because government and big pharmas are going to stick their nose into it, and they're going to mutate it, and after it all becomes useless, I think is what he's trying to say. But anyway, Scott, thanks for what you do. Yeah, I get it, man. I mean, and by the way, we could argue the efficacy of marijuana all day, not you and I, but I mean, just in general, I could give you for every study that says it's great, there's another study that says really bad idea. So we could go down that road. I have chosen on this argument because people always want to make it an argument about whether the efficacy is or is not legit. Set that aside for a moment and ask yourself, though, based on what I did in my monologue, why did we do all that? If it's so great, why did we just do all that? Why did we build a whole wing of government? If it's so great and people need it, why are we taxing the crud out of it? If it's such an amazing thing, then why are we going to give them a brand new law enforcement wing of the Cannabis Commission a warrantless search and seizure opportunity to come into your house and see what you got? What the heck? And then if it's so great and so easily administered, it's not a big deal, then why is it some parents will not be qualified because of their background or their prison records or whatever else? And so somebody else is going to have to come into the house to give their child, the medication that you say they need. I mean, the whole thing's a nut roll. It's unbelievable. Anyway, Scott from Boaz, appreciate you. Brian from Huntsville, he's Copperhead Road Dispensary. Yeah. There's a grand old song. Copperhead Road, man. Running moonshine and other things down the back roads. And there's going to be a black market for medical marijuana. Here's the other thing they don't talk about much. How hard is it going to be for law enforcement? When you've got, now you're not going to have the smokable version, but cannabis-related products are illegal otherwise, but now you're going to have a prescription. So what happens if they find your prescription in the car, but you're in a state that doesn't honor it? What happens if you have something in your car that you say is a prescription, but it's really not? Then you have to prove it with your car because you have to carry a card. I mean, it goes on and on. John from Huntsville, he says, Phil, you know the medical marijuana, this is John M. from Huntsville, by the way. John M. says, Phil, you know the medical marijuana issue has nothing to do with medical marijuana. This is a gateway into legalizing marijuana. I totally agree. That's the other thing. You know, part of my eclectic and somewhat schizophrenic resume is that I spent a number of years working with addicts in an alcohol, drug, and treatment center. And I never met an addict who set out on day one to become an addict. They just did. And I almost always met addicts who were addicted to something hard who started off with marijuana. It just is. The old slippery slope argument is not just an argument. It's real. It's legit. William from Lexington says, our supermajority is a disguise. Most of our politicians are Pelosi's and Schumer's. We may have five who are of good character. I'm not that far down on it, Brother William, but thank you for your input. Allie from Athens, she says, ganja gonna help you. You crack me up. And that phrase just came out. Ganja gonna help you. Crazy Joe from Decatur sending a meme. He's calling us a bunch of sissies for talking about how hot it was, Boomer. It was hot. It was smoking hot.
It's okay to be hot.
I am, yes. And I've been hotter in my life before, but this one was like right up there. It was
just saying it was hot. That's yeah. All.
Although I will say, apparently time has tempered, time and age have tempered me. When I got back from Baghdad, I swore I'll never complain about the heat again. Apparently that's gone. Just saying. All right. Text it on in if you want to. We'll jump on it. Right now, we're taking a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.